Police. I'm Laura Winters.
No one will lay a finger on your firearms. It's not going to happen.
Former President Trump speaking Friday night at the NRA Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thrilled to be back with the hardworking, God-fearing, true American patriots of the NRA. Right from the beginning.
Trump speaking to the special counsel's decision not to charge President Biden in connection with mishandling classified documents.
If Biden is not going to be charged, he said, that's up to them. You know, look, if he's not going to be charged, that's up to them. But then I should not be charged.
Meanwhile, the White House on defense, Vice President Kamala Harris reacting to the special counsel's report, she takes issue with Robert Herr characterizing President Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
When it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
And while the president himself tried to clear up any issues about his memory Thursday night, he makes more mistakes in a hastily called news conference.
Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him.
In other news, O.J. Simpson, 76 years old, reportedly battling prostate cancer and being treated with chemo. Simpson has been spotted in Las Vegas recently, looking frail and appearing to limp. Simpson acquitted in the 1995 murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. The five Marines killed in that helicopter crash have been identified. The chopper was flying from Nevada to California during a routine training mission. The five Marines found in a remote area covered in snow in Southern California. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
As we continue our coverage here on USA News of the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow on Sunday, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who's in Las Vegas, monitoring the price of tickets. And if you're solo, you could get in on a great deal.
While it might seem odd to be seated alone during the event, Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably, 70,000 plus other sports fans that you could high-five during the game.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game, as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge the final cost after fees are added, avoiding any potential deception regarding affordability. I'm John Schaefer.
Sports fans all across the country gearing up for the Super Bowl on Sunday, people buying plenty of snacks and adult beverages ahead of the big game in Las Vegas, and the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says plans in place to deal with any trouble.
All of us in the department, alongside our federal, state, and local partners, are working to ensure that the 65,000 people attending Super Bowl 58 and the millions of people gathering together and enjoying the game across the country are all safe.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.